Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. It is the day to vote. Hope you get out and do your American duty and vote. Mostly all local things, I think. But let's make sure we hear our make our voice to be heard and do our civic duty, which is to vote in our elections. All right. It's a beautiful fall season we've had. October was wonderful, and looking forward to the month of November. Remind you again about our turkey dinner Sunday, November 16th. RSVP 614-875-2190. If the secretary cannot get to your call, just leave us a voicemail with your name and how many are coming, and we look forward to seeing you on November the 16th, 10:30 for the morning service. Now, if your Bible's nearby, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. The Bible says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. We'll stop there for now, but we'll be looking at different passages through Ephesians 4, 5, and 6. The first three chapters of Ephesians is very doctrinal and lays a good foundation. The last three chapters are very practical and tell us how we can live out the truths of the first three chapters. So the Bible, by the way, the Bible teaches us simple living. So we know it's important. In fact, someone said it's complicated living that's killing us. And it keeps us from experiencing life the way God intended for it to be and for us to enjoy. Too much of the time, people are anxious or worried. We're exhausted, are stressed out, don't know which way to turn, and so we don't do anything oftentimes. People become apathetic and depressed when we have things to do that we ought to be enthusiastic about and happy about, but we frown when we ought to be smiling. We're down when we ought to be up. And so I want to talk a little bit today, and maybe tomorrow, probably tomorrow, about this biblical solution for the simple life. Where you can just slow down a little bit. And sometimes people say, slow this merry-go-round, let me get off a little bit. Well, we're going to talk about simple living. Now, I'm not saying, you know, sell your car and let's go back to the horse and buggy and live like the Amish, though that thought may have crossed your mind lately. But I'm not talking about going without electricity or raising all your own food. But I am going to place some emphasis on the attitudes and actions of simple living that maybe can give us back our enthusiasm for life, something that will re-energize us. I read a story about a woman whose husband died, who met a man who lost his wife. And after a while, they found out they're a pretty good match to get remarried to one another. Even their teenage children agreed they should get married. And while they were excited about their upcoming marriage, they realized they didn't need any more crystal vases or blenders or toasters, so this was their invitation. Phil, Richard, Karen, and Allison, and John, Matt, and Steve request the honor of your presence at the marriage of their mother and father. Because they are combining two households, they already have at least two of everything. So please, no presents. Reception and garage sale immediately following the ceremony. Well, listen, in the second half of Ephesians, Paul writes about maintaining a way of life based on the spiritual wealth that God has given to us. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. We are all spiritually rich. Now, how do we act like that? You say, well, I don't know how to act like a rich person. Well, just think if somebody gave you a huge sum of money. What do you think you'd do in response to the gift? You say, well, I think I'd quit my job and go on vacation full time. Or do you think about things you'd buy or maybe the places you'd go? Do you think about your family members or the people you help or your friends? Maybe you think about writing a big check to your church for missions. But most of us aren't going to have that financial windfall. But we all are spiritually rich enough to lavish some great gifts on other people. Every single follower of Jesus Christ is spiritually rich. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and verse 3 that blessed be the who had, Lord Jesus Christ, and he says, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ. In Christ, God's given us every spiritual blessing in the world. That's phenomenal. Now, if I wasn't in Christ, I'd sure be thinking about wanting to put my faith in him immediately. Because if I'm in Christ, I'm spiritually rich. Now, that's the kind of thing God wants us to remember. In the second half, which are things we're going to be talking about today and tomorrow, is how to spend that spiritual capital. And this time, it's not make-believe. This is real. How do we take that spiritual treasure and turn it into spiritual spending? Getting to these spiritual riches is not complicated. Sharing them is not complicated. The Bible breaks it down in simple terms for us. So those of us who follow Christ and have these riches can share them with simplicity. And here's some things to help us, okay? We read the first 7 verses, or first 8 verses of Ephesians 4. And let me boil it down for you, okay? Here's the keys to a simple life. Number one, accept others simply. Accept others simply. God's simple plan for our relationship with others is to accept each other in love. The Bible says, forbearing one another in love. Bearing long with one another in love. Don't get a complicated formula for acceptance. Our human nature is not always ready to receive others and welcome them into our world of friendship until they've jumped through some arbitrary hoops that we may have set up for them. Well, I accept them if they have the same opinions I have, or if they always do what I want to do or what I like to do, or if they have the same color skin, then, or if they're in the same class of society. You see, here's the thing. God's acceptance is based on one thing, love. Boy, that simplifies it, doesn't it? God loves me and shared his grace with me, even though I don't deserve it. Thus, it's called grace. And now he calls upon me to remember to always, with lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbear one another in love. To be patient with each other. To be humble with one another. And not because someone always deserves it, but because God tells me I'm to do it. I don't have rules for whether I show love to other people. I'm just supposed to love them like God loves me. God made it simple for us. Queen Victoria, one of the most ceremonial of British monarchs, was once at a diplomatic reception in London. The guest of honor was an African chief. All went well until the meal ended, and at the end, finger bowls were distributed for everyone so they could rinse their fingers after the meal. But the guest of honor had never seen a British finger bowl. No one had thought to brief him beforehand about their purpose. So he took the finger bowl in his hands, lifted it to his mouth, and drank its contents down to the very last drop. For an instant, there was a breathless silence among the British upper crust. They began to whisper to one another. All that stopped instantly, though, as Queen Victoria silently took her finger bowl in her two hands, lifted it, and drank its contents. A moment later, 500 surprised British ladies and gentlemen simultaneously drank the contents of their own finger bowls. Oh, it was, quote, against the rules to drink from a finger bowl, but on that particular evening, Queen Victoria changed the rules. Always remember, relationships are more important than rules. I just saw a program earlier, and they were talking about the number one factor that causes people to live longer. No, it's not genetics. No, it's not wealth. No, it's not education. No, you know what it is? Relationships. Those that had lasting relationships lived longer than those who did not. Our flesh is always trying to get us to focus inward. But the Word of God continually encourages us to be unselfish and to die to self and display the grace that God's given to us. So, first rule of the simple life, accept others simply. Simply on the basis of love. Then you get to chapter 4 and about verse 11, and the Bible talks about he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And it goes on to say, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And so in these verses, we find out it's about serving. So we accept others simply, but we also serve others simply. This is just a few of the spiritual men that God gives to the church, spiritual offices. These are not spiritual gifts, they're spiritual offices. Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 list spiritual gifts. And here, it's the offices of the apostles and prophets are already gone, they're past, that's the foundation. What we have today are evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But we want to zero in on what verse 16 says. It says, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Edifying of itself in love. Simple. When you become a follower of Christ, we have a work to do. We serve God. We are saved to serve. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 and verse number 10, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So we're ordained to good works, to carry out. And God gives us spiritual gifts that enable us to go to work and to serve him and to carry out the work he's called us to do. Don't fall into the trap, Christian, that you have nothing to offer. No, that nothing could be further from the truth. You have much to offer. There's a famous oil field called Yates Pool, and I'm not going to have time to finish it, so you're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out about Yates Pool, okay? But here's the simple life. Let's get back to simply living for Christ. Don't be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Jesus Christ. Let's get back to the simple life, okay? I'm going to pick this up again, Lord willing, tomorrow. Hope you'll come back for that broadcast, and we'll continue in our study here in Ephesians chapter 4, 5, and 6. All right? Hope you have a great Tuesday, and I'll look forward to being with you on the radio again tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.